BP had hoped to begin testing its new well cap in the Gulf overnight, but there's been a delay.
And joining us live now from New Orleans, AP correspondent Bill Fuller. And Bill, officials say that further analysis is needing before the testing can begin. Have they explained exactly what they saw that led to this decision that they needed further analysis? I mean, we thought we were all set to go yesterday.
Well, we did too, and it all of a sudden stopped. No, they have not. They did some testing around the wellhead, and apparently whatever those test results came back, they put on hold. And a short time ago, there was a technical briefing by a senior vice president for BP, Kent Wells, and he says now that they have halted the relief well operations for at least 48 hours, but he emphasized that this was only a temporary halt in the drilling of the relief well.
All right, so when they say temporary, and we've heard the 48 hours floated around, do we believe then by the weekend they'll get things going again?
Well, we certainly hope so. You know, Phil, the oil continues to flow. I saw it on TV a short time ago, the live pictures from down on the floor of the Gulf. The oil continues just to gush out of that well. You know, it was hoped that once they had the cap on and they could start closing the valves, and it's the same thing we talked about yesterday on your station, is that they would be able to determine exactly how much oil has leaked into the Gulf, because nobody knows. The estimates range anywhere from 90 million upwards to 178 million gallons.
Look, you know, if the cap ultimately doesn't completely seal the well, how quickly can they get hooked up again to the ships on the surface, or are they still connected to those ships collecting some of the oil that's being spewing out?
They're still connected to the ships, and they are picking up some of the oil that's coming up the pipes. But, you know, this was never the fix. This was never the fix. The relief well is the fix. The relief well will go in, reduce the pressure so they could go in and then run mud and cement into the old wellhead.
Why did they have to stop drilling the relief wells just while they're working on this cap? It doesn't seem to make sense to me.
Well, he did not go into detail about that, just said it was done as a precautionary measure, and that's all he would say.
All right. Well, we certainly expect that we'll find out more in the coming days. Bill Fuller, thank you for that update from New Orleans.
KFWB News Time, 6:51.
Here's Rhonda Kramer with traffic on the ones.